The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
There's something wrong with him.
Now.
Uh-oh.
Yes. You need to read something that you've written.
Yes, I do. I need to read it. I do because I feel bad.
And you should feel bad because you were a little cruel.
I know. So I'm going to read. I prepared this for Big Fatty.
All right.
I, Vera Charles Conscience. That's me.
Yes, we know.
I, Vera Charles Conscience, do hereby apologize to Mr. Big Fatty of Charleston, South Carolina, for my rude and possibly cruel comments regarding his capacity to convey a message from myself to Turnipants Conscience.
Good so far.
Thank you. It was not nice of me to say the things I did, and I am heartily sorry.
Heartily.
Heartily sorry. I am also quite sure that even considering his advanced years and decrepithood, Mr. Fatty could indeed convey a message, albeit stuttered and mumbled and fumbled through.
You're getting dicey.
But I'm just telling the truth.
But your apology should be kind.
It's this kind. So, I'm sorry, Fatty, for what it is worth. Vera loves you, and so do the children.
Fuck him. The fat ass sucks in.
He's a shitbag.
None of that's nice.
Fuck you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's something wrong with him.
Fuck him. The fat ass sucks in.
He's a shitbag.
None of that's nice.
Fuck you.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2129 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 22th. Of March 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you don't have to do anything today except sit here and listen to those darling children. Yes! Hello, preparers. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. No, I'm not prepared yet, but I will be getting prepared later today, y'all, for the big trip. The big trip with Granny up there to the northern Mexico. I didn't sleep worth a damn on Sunday night. No, Big Fatty, you did not. But perhaps after you watch the dancing on Monday night, you'll fall asleep like and sleep like a baby. Oh, you mean like I'll poop the bed? Big Fatty, that is my remark, not yours. Yes, Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show. Yes! Okay, play the calls. No need to carry on. This is not space filler because you don't have enough content. Play the calls, please. Thank you for calling.
Big Fat here. It's me, Larry. Death Plague. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, let's see how far I get today before your stupid voice letters cut me off. Although, I'm watching the phone because God knows it's going to be any minute now. So listen, day 12 of the Death Plague update. I'm obviously mobile. I'm just leaving the Chipotle after picking up a burrito and slamming on the brakes, and now I'm stopping. Because I haven't had a fever for about a week, but now the death cough has taken my body, and that's really no fun. So my neighbors, I'm sure, think it's even less fun because I'm sure they hear me hacking and coughing all the time. So one can only hope that it's strengthening my abdominal muscles. But listen, I was checking out. I was buying the Mucinex cold and cough or whatever at the Target, and Miss Shirley was checking me out, and she's crazy. And that is not to be confused with Miss Shirley, Rob Nelson, Lily Magoo's cat, because not the same person at all. This Miss Shirley is just a little crazy old Asian Latino woman. I'm not sure which. I thought she was Asian, but she was talking the crazy Spanish tonight to the family behind me. But anyway, she was complimenting me. She said I was positively glowing. And Big Fatty, you know, we like to be complimented. And then I went to Chipotle. I mean, it's late, but I had to come home and take a nap because my day at the coal mine just wore me out because of all the foolishness and hatefulness and bad behavior and everything else. And I'm Larry, Officer Lair. I was like, you know, I will have a bowl to go, please. And he said, can I ask you a question? And that is not what you want to hear your burrito artist ask. And I said, sure. And he said, is your hair naturally that color? And I was like, well, yeah. I was like, I've been napping, so I don't really know what it looks like. But yeah, it's this color. And he was like, I love that silver fox look. And I was like, all right. And we're just going to go and no. Now, if you want to ask some of your coworkers to come tell me that they are approve of the silver fox look, and, you know, what else. But anyways, it was the night of the double compliment, even though I'm pretty much dead at this point. So anyway, that's all I got. I'm still mad at you, but it's not your fault because you're Big Fatty. And I'm...
Hey, why did you hang up on the silver fox?
I didn't hang up on the silver fox. Fatty, why is he mad at you? I didn't even know he was mad at me, so... Poor McCready, he don't know. First of all, Silver Fox, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you from the Jalopy. And you can tell it's springtime because people are just in the blossoming mood to offer up the kind comments. And yes, Big Betty, and y'all, I even gave Veda a coupon for the Chipotle to get the free burrito. Big Betty, you gave it to him because you didn't want to get sick because of the cilantro. Well, there, but you know, he likes it anyway. Yes, Big Betty, he's a silver fox.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So it's Shart Week, and the closest I've gotten to sharting is wearing my right sock inside out today. And I noticed it earlier this morning, but I thought, you know what? You go ahead. You just be bad, you know, and wear it all day long. So how's that for badass Bacon? And, yeah, I just said ASS. So anyway, yeah, that's it. So tomorrow's Thursday. I'll try again tomorrow, but there's no sharting going on here. All right. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And you are such a rebel. Such a rebel to wear your sock inside out all day long. Big Fatty, you know, I have a feeling that if the Silver Fox drove up to South Dakota, Miss Bacon would probably shorten her inside out sock. Probably so. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the Jalopy. Listen, I'm on my way home from my Mexican dinner on St. Patrick's Day. It's 10 after 10. We were running our mouths. I was having dinner with the Jay Whistle. We were discussing the good day's plans, and I'm happy to report that it is going... Well, I'm not happy to report, but I am reporting that it is going to be a very slim crowd for the G'days this year. It looks like Jay the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy and Stevie B and Denny's husband and Denny's sister and me, which is okay. We will have a fantastic time. But we will not be having the traditional vodka fest as, well, when there are only about seven of you, eight of you, you don't really need to have a vodka fest. You can do whatever you want, wherever you want. So I have decided that we are going to be having Vodka Fest at the Trader Sam's Broad Grotto this year. It's buy your own drink and have a good time. Have a hoot nanny. Maybe we can all go to dinner afterwards or something. I don't know. Because I'm on my own. I'm single. That's the G'days. I can do what I want. Anyway, that's all I got. Other than I eat Mexican food on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, hello. That's how I had to buy him dinner to break his news to him that there wasn't going to be a camping trip and a hoot nanny at the vodka fest. And he said, yeah, I don't want to go. So, Anyway, gotta run. I gotta get to bed is actually what I gotta do. It's 10 after 10. So, I will meh at you all later, lovely people.
Big Fatty, was he driving through a haunted house? It sounded like it. People screaming and Big Fatty's kind of like being here at the villa. Vano, thank you so much for the call. It sounds like you've been eating a lot of Mexican here, like Big Fatty. You mean food. Be careful of that cilantro. Sounds like despite the small attendance at the Gadez this year, it's going to be quite the hootenanny. And you know, sometimes smaller is better. I just know you're going to have a lovely time with that crew. Thank you for calling.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, I've tried to get you off the hands-free and onto the old cellular telephonic device so that it sounds a little bit better, because I am hoisting down the highway at a comfortable 74 miles per hour on my way back from Hatville. So I was just calling to report with a hat report. And I know you are very familiar with this, with the hat report. But the father hat has turned into the hat. And, you know, his head's always cold because he got his hair cut. His head's always cold now. So he has the beanie that he wears, or the toque. It depends what day it is. But yesterday afternoon or whatever, I was there, and he was taking a nap in his electric recliner. It's the kind that, you know, raises you up and heats and vibrates and all. Because, you know, the old people love a heated recliner. And he had just covered himself up from head to toe with a blanket. You couldn't see him at all. And so I'm afraid that is what's next for you. So I was out looking for some blankets that would completely stop the air circulation so that maybe we could go ahead and deal with you sooner than later. But no such luck. So that's really the best I got. I have nothing to say. I'm completely devoid of all interesting stories these days. But the death plague is mostly gone. And next weekend, it's the Easter, you know. And so I'm thinking that you may get a Barbara Boulevard report. So you're fat, and I got to go. I've got to go listen to some more podcasts. I got to get caught up a little bit. So, yeah, okay.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Ovena. And Vader, thank you so much. I'm surprised you weren't eating Mexican food. Yes, Big Fatty. Vader, you bring up an excellent point, because you know, over the weekend I went to the auction, and you know, one of the items that I initially bid on was a recliner that had the heat and the and the massage, just like what you described. That your father was sitting in, all covered up in the camisole. We're Big Fatty, you're getting there quicker than we all thought, but I didn't get it. So it was too much. It was just too much. They wanted yes, Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass. That's what it is.
Larry, your chauffeur. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, Poodle, I'm calling to see what time we're leaving for Tampa, because obviously we're going to need to go the night before, because I need to make sure we're there to check in early so you don't you don't miss your spot on the Kick-Head crew.
Oh!
I'll pick you up. I know Big Fatty is going to be in the northern Mexico. I got to take him to the airport if you can make sure that Granny doesn't shard all over my car.
Oh,
I'd appreciate it. But I just want to know what time you wanted me to pick you up so we can start driving.
Oh,
it's probably going to be about 7.5 hours to get to the motel where all the other kitty
crews
are staying the night before. So,
yes.
And I know that we're not flying, but you're still going to need to limit your packing of your sweaters, your theme sweaters.
Oh, theme sweaters,
just because, I mean,
yes.
The trunk's not that big.
No.
She's a mid-sized sedan, but
no.
It's not that big.
Right,
so,
Miss Sugarbaker.
Anyway,
shoes.
Keep that in mind.
Yes.
The trunk, I can assure you, won't fit in the trunk.
Okay.
Of the jalopy.
So, uh-huh.
Anyway. Keep that in mind, and
okay.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh.
I hope you've got some good tunes to listen to on the drive.
Oh, yes, yeah, we'll
I'll see you soon.
Oh, we'll have some real toe-tappers for that drive, but Aveda, you're confused. You're confused because the kitty cat, the kitty cat cruise in until April, the 21st. It's not this week. It's not. No, no. So, but anyway, I hope that doesn't change your plans or anything. But thank you for calling.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. You're getting a new number? Oh my gosh. Okay, so. Anyway, it took me 11 years to memorize this one, so, I hate the school, so, I just caught my daughter talking to herself. Anyway, so I just saw an apple laying on the ground, and, I would have picked it up, but it had bites out of it, so, anyway. All right,
goodbye. Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and I hope you get that new number. You know, it's 619-RUINED-1, and I know you don't like to spell, so that's 619-784-6331.
Yes, Big Fatty, we all got it. Big Fatty, the bigger part of that call is that I'm worried. I'm worried because she's noticed that her daughter, Bacon Bits, is talking to us. If Big Fatty, I don't understand. That sounds like it could be. It does sound like it could be very serious, doesn't it? But yes, Big Fatty, it could be very serious. If you sit around talking to yourself, you just never know. You who knows? She may even start a little show one day. Yes, Big Fatty.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Yes, Big Fatty. And be careful about talking to yourself. Yes.
Now, y'all, as predicted, you know, I was telling you about the new number, and, you know, I ran across the number that spelled out Big Twat, and I was afraid that Digger was going to get it, and y'all, before the Vons could, and y'all, sure enough, he did, and we're going to call it right now and put it on the speaker and let you...
Hi, this is Big Twat. Please leave a message, and I'll call you right back.
Digger, you ain't right.
Okay, I was not expecting that. Y'all, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Conscience and those darling children and Conscience. What did you think of Digger's new voice letter?
There's something wrong with him.
Fuck him. The fat ass sucks in.
He's a shitbag.
None of that's nice.
Digger, you've done it again.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.